Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
On Lewis, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB, depend on it.
Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
Welcome back. Happy Mother's Day. Hour two begins now. Many outrages in this world, so therefore it is time for...
Outrage Corner.
That's outrageous.
With English Nick.
All right. Now, I've been in kind of a hyper bad mood today, so hopefully you're going to tell me some outrageous stories that are going to tickle me and make me just a little panda bear or something.
Well, this first
tired
one...
Tired of yelling at America.
You talked about dumb and dumber. This first story, this first outrage story. South Carolina college student allegedly caught on camera poisoning her roommate's food. She was spitting in it. She took it out of the fridge, spat in it.
Yeah.
Used some Windex, too, and poured some of that in there and put it back in the fridge. They videoed her because they'd had some, like, you know, arguments, and they were worried she was going to do this
kind
of thing.
Yeah, I saw the videotape. She's pulling milk out, and she's putting Windex in it, and she's spitting in food. But to be fair, we have not heard her side of the story.
Right.
I just want to be fair. Perhaps this was retaliation for something that happened to her in the past. I don't know.
Rebecca's always stealing my soy milk.
What I love from the video is she spits in it and then she mixes it up to hide.
Well, you don't want it to sit up on top because then people are going to know.
Her name is Haley King. She's 22.
And she looks like somebody who might do something like that.
You can get 20 years in jail for this.
Well, because you could kill people. Yeah. Right? I mean, I don't know. Windex, will it kill you? And I would think that you would taste it and stop drinking before.
Enough of it.
Like, this milk tastes weird.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, how?
And isn't it always what you're supposed to do when you taste something weird? You offer it to someone else. Taste this. And the roommate's like, no thanks. No, I think.
How thirsty do you have to be that the first sip doesn't tell you there's something wrong?
Your eyes are cleaner, though, once you drink the Windex.
Yeah,
there
are.
You can see better.
There are pros.
Yeah.
So I've had bad roommates before. We just kicked them out. I don't understand the elaborate deal here. Obviously, they knew that she was doing it because they set up the camera to capture her doing it, and then she walks in and does it. So I don't think there was ever any doubt. Why were they building a criminal case against her? Why didn't they just kick her out?
Just get rid of her.
Just get rid of her, or if she won't go, then you go. It's just odd to me now that there's a whole sting operation that was done by the roommates. And it's just, I've had bad roommates before. You yell at them. You scream at them. Kind of like I do with Jared in the breaks. And you make them feel like they're really small and that they should leave. That's the way to do it.
But, or sometimes you sit down and you work these things out.
Yeah, I think that this girl's just crazy, right?
Yeah, insane.
I mean, when you get to the point where, I don't like my roommates, therefore I'm spitting in their food.
But you're right. What did those roommates do to her?
That's
what
I want to know.
To make her go to those types of lengths.
That's right. If we're going to blame the Muhammad cartoon shootings on the people who put on the contest,
right,
I think that we have to at least blame this on the roommates.
Right.
So that's what's the next outrage?
The next outrage, people are outraged over The Price is Right. They were criticized for offering a woman a wheelchair.
No.
A treadmill. She's in a wheelchair. And they offered her the wheelchair. No. She was in a wheelchair on the show. One of the prizes was a treadmill.
Yeah, she was a contestant. She was a contestant. And she got up on stage and did the thing. And she's in a wheelchair, which I don't quite understand because, you know, why wouldn't people just be happy that Price is Right welcomes contestants that are in wheelchairs? Like, you don't see contestants in wheelchairs very often. I'm sure this isn't the first time. So you would think that people who get excited about these sort of things and human rights and all of this sort of stuff would just be applauding The Price is Right. Because I got news for you. If they knew what was behind that curtain and they tailored it to each person who was coming up, then there would be a problem with The Price is Right. So I have some of this here. No, I don't think that's... There we go. Boy, oh boy.
I know.
Today has just been one of those days.
It really has.
George, what do we got for?
Couple of prizes, Danielle. We've got a treadmill and a new sauna.
She got a sauna, too.
These are
really nice.
So she's like, those are really nice. She's in the this is another one of those outrage things where the person that's in the wheelchair on Price is Right, it never occurs to her that she should be offended because she's in a wheelchair and the prize was...
George, what do we got for?
Couple of prizes, Danielle. We've got a treadmill and a new sauna.
So she now the sauna she can use, right? I mean, she can use the sauna.
So we got this nice treadmill. We got the beautiful sauna, seats three people. And we got one price tag, $3,695. Does that go to the treadmill or the sauna?
Okay, I'm going to go with the sauna.
It's all you, Manuela. $3,695. Let's give it to her. Ready? One, two, three. Congratulations.
All right, so she won.
She won the treadmill. And here's the thing. If you watch the video, you know how they're always looking at family members in the audience to help them out? Like, what should I choose? The dude, or I don't know if it was guy or girl. It was small. It was on my screen. The person, the family member who was yelling, weighed about 400 pounds. So there's a use in this household for a treadmill. Ah. But it goes along with this outraged syndrome online where people just decide that this is outrageous. Like I said, if the Price is Right knew that the wheelchair lady was going to win and then get up there on stage and tailored the prize for her, that would be a problem with the Price is Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because that means that they're choosing who's going to get up on stage. You know how the Price is Right works. There's four people down there bidding. She could have never gotten on stage. So how are they supposed to tailor their prizes to who got on stage? It's just more of this outrage for just no good reason.
And she wasn't outraged. Today. She wasn't outraged at all. She got on Twitter after the show and was loving it. She was so happy to be on the show.
Well, that's the whole thing now, is you've got this professional group of outrage agitators who will teach you why you should be outraged. Like, you're too ignorant to know that you should be outraged here. So let us tell you that rather than people just applauding The Price is Right, because probably in 1972, if you showed up at a game show in a wheelchair, the producers are like, well, that one's not getting on stage.
Yeah, how did they get down the aisle?
Right, exactly. Like, I mean, you just wouldn't, it just, you know, so they should applaud the fact that we live in a time where she's in a wheelchair, she won the thing, she got up there, she won some prizes.
Yeah, why can't things just be funny?
Oh, no, because there's just this group of agitators about everything. This is what's got me going today. It's just, I'm just tired of these stories of people just picking at, oh, this is wrong with the United States. And, you know, and Baltimore, the fallout from Baltimore, where everything, it turns out, is my fault. I don't know how that happened. I live in Atlanta, Roswell, Georgia, and I'm watching the coverage of Baltimore, and basically it's my fault. It's what I've done. And I feel like something's happened here. Either people in America are just more enlightened than I am, or I'm right and they're wrong. Because the two can't, because I look at adults throwing rocks and smashing things in Baltimore, and I got to be honest with you, I don't care about those people. I don't have any empathy whatsoever for people who go out into the streets, burn things down, throw rocks at cops. I just wasn't brought up that way. I don't care what color you are. And the narrative from the media about this country is just so terrible. Well, where else do you want to live? This isn't perfect. We're never going to be perfect. But what is the country that you think that you'd have a better shot in? Mm. You know, have we talked about this before? In Baltimore, $16,000 per year per student in Baltimore is paid. That's how much money comes from the taxpayers, federal and local. $16,000 per student per year. And the rates of literacy, like in eighth grade, it's something ridiculous. Like 13% of eighth graders are proficient in reading. And it's even less when it comes to math.
Wow.
And I'm supposed to, you know, I have this old-fashioned American thing that says, work it out. It's your city. Fix it. But somehow, in a city that has a black mayor, a black police chief, a black attorney general, the attorney general of the United States is black, the president of the United States is black, and still, this is supposed to be a racial problem. I know this is a rant I've gone on before, but...
I want to thank the lady from The Price is Right for that.
I know. How did I get off on this?
And I must say, the sauna is a beautiful-looking sauna, by the way.
I think the reason I went on that rant is I'm just trying to get to what is this boiling sort of anger in me. We live in, we don't, I'm not trying to be one of these jingoistic, I don't like that either. I'm not singing proud to be American. I'm a realist. But the world is tough. It's difficult for everybody. And you're only alive for, you know, so many years. Life is brief. And it just seems like that we have a generation that's going to spend this brief life doing nothing but finding reasons to complain. And you're so lucky to live. Where, you want to go live in the Middle East? You better agree with everything the ruler has to say. You better agree with everything the ruler has to say. And I'm not saying that, I'm just doing that as a comparison. America's not perfect. It's never going to be perfect. But when you look at the rest of the world and the insanity, and we have these, is that Robin Wright story in the hopper for
the Robin
for
Wright
the outrage?
Story is in the hopper, yes.
All right, I'm going to have to calm down. Bring up some music. Bring up some music, because I'm going to have to calm down here.
Chill.
For a moment. We're gonna take a break.
Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth.
And I will get... I'll get outraged over the internet outrage over Robin Wright's neck when we return. Welcome back on this beautiful Mother's Day. We're going to have a high today of 87 degrees. There'll be a slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Low tonight, 68. This weather brought to you by Shoemate, the official air conditioner of summer. I'm trying to get into a better mood. I'm getting so anxious. I'm just, this country's letting me down.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's all about? This country is supposed to impress me, and and it's letting me down. So I know we're going to get into this weird thing going on the internet. Try to explain it to me, English Nick from Outrage Corner. What is it about Robin Wright's neck? That is,
some women are outraged that people are, you know, looking at her neck, and she's got this indentation in her neck.
So she's aging.
Yeah.
So what do they have before and afters? Like, this is what her neck used to look like, and now this is what her neck looks like?
I assume that there's probably, like,
there's
a before
tons,
and after.
Yeah.
Tons of photographs of Robin Wright on the web.
No, I mean, are people comparing the necks from earlier and later?
But to me, that's not a... Okay, so people are upset, right, because...
And they call it shaming. Can I... You know, this is a... But this is now neck shaming. We have fat shaming. And this is another thing that's just got me going in this country. I can't say millennials anymore because people get tired of me ragging on millennials.
Especially Jared.
So, I mean, we're a great generation.
So now I'm just going to say America these days. And that'll be code. You'll know that I mean millennials. But what they've done is... We used to say, well, I have critics. Now those are haters. Mm-hmm. You know, there used to be a critique. Mm-hmm. Now those are shamers. You know, fat shaming. You know, I've gained weight preposterously in my lifetime, and people have made fun of me for it. And that's made me go on a diet sometimes. I mean, I'm not saying it's always good, but does this generation just want us always, everybody has to land on a big old fluffy pillow, and there can be nothing bothersome? So try to explain the Robin Wright thing. So she... Is this new? Suddenly people are noticing that her neck is aging and she looks kind of weird or whatever.
She's on House of Cards with Kevin Spacey, the Netflix show. So it's out there. You can see that she has this on her neck.
Yeah.
And I guess some people are like joking about it and women are coming out to defend her.
And Autumn sent me a blog that somebody wrote, a feminist, somebody we know, that I won't trash because I like the person, but their point of view. So what was the things in...
She was upset that... Robin
She's very
Wright
feminist.
She is very feminist. She has a lot of sort of very, very, very liberal ideas and views. And she was upset that people were making fun of Robin Wright because of her neck, which was, in the end, shaming women for aging and for their bodies. Yeah. And so this person ended up taking a picture of herself that was showing her own neck as like solidarity or something, right?
Oh, okay. She wanted to start a hashtag neck solidarity.
Yes.
Now, how old is this blogger, though?
Oh, I think
she's a millennial.
Yeah, oh, okay. So she's not old.
So
So she, anyway, so the picture does not represent someone who should be showing off like a horrible neck.
You told me she filtered the Instagram. She like,
so
put
first, the picture that she's posted has an Instagram filter, which erases all imperfections.
Right.
And it's a beautiful picture of this girl. So it's not doing anything to further her argument about, you know, she should have posted a horrible picture of herself and be like, look, this is the way it really is.
But see, that's what like these bloggers, that's what I'm talking about with this generation that just wakes up every day and tries to find something else that's wrong with the country. Now we're a bad country on top of the racism and all the horrible stuff and not enough facilities for transgenders and all these things that are wrong. Now, so she woke up and found out that people are being mean about aging women's necks. and this needs to be a cause now. This, and there's something about that that just, it's the point of view. Like, as a blogger, I'm going to wake up every day and find something to complain about, as opposed to just go out and report or have an in-depth thing, study on something. But it's always about, I guarantee you that this blogger, success is a lot of clicks on the links, but real success is that hashtag goes. And that's how you get maybe even a bonus as a writer. Somebody who can get one of these bogus hashtags going that mean absolutely nothing. And there's, as if there's a problem. And also, get used to it. There are people who are critical of you. I mean, that's just part of the world. And it's, and by the way, people have been calling Keith Richards names for 30 years. And what, he's a guy? That's okay?
Right.
It's okay if it's a guy, but it's not okay if it's a girl. You know, Keith Richards did look like death 30
years ago. Yeah, man,
ago.
You know, I'm old, man. I'm old. It's all right. Mick loves it, you know. We're still doing the gigs and stuff. Bobby Dodd Stadium June 9th, and I'm 77, no?
We're
no, no, I'm am I 65?
You're 72, I believe.
Oh, it's going to be great, man. And I love my age, and my wrinkles are great. And
well, the beautiful thing about Keith Richards is he looked like he was 80 when he was about 48, and he still looks like he's 80 when he's almost 80. So really, he hasn't aged all that much in the last 30 years. Actually, when you see Keith Richards now, you go, he doesn't look bad.
I've been pickled.
72.
I've pickled myself. Yeah. You know, I've been keeping myself in the jar. And,
you're absolutely preserved.
Johnny
preserved
Depp.
Yourself.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's my point. Yeah, you know, nobody ever gets mad because jokes are made about the way Keith Richards looks. But now we have to create this new offense. And this blogger, by the way, is the person who used to date our friend Greg Russ. And she once accused him of white male privilege in the middle of a lover spat in the middle of an argument.
You know the similarity.
So look, here's the thing. Let me just say this. Whether it's a person in your life, whether it's the country, if you're always looking for something wrong, you're going to find things wrong every day. And if you are easy to let down, you will be let down every day. It's on you, and it's your point of view. And what the hell is wrong with this generation that wakes up in the freest, most wonderful country in the world and looks for something new that's not fair and not right and just terrible that I can complain about America? I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
And she's beautiful for 49. And, you know, it's insane that you could find some kind of, you know, flaw with her.
But who cares? Who cares?
She doesn't.
She's a celebrity.
She doesn't care.
She's a celebrity. Just like the Price is Right lady didn't care. I mentioned this before about the Don Imus thing with the Rutgers girls basketball team. None of them were listening to Don Imus that morning. They weren't offended until CNN played it 9 billion times, gave him a call and told him, you should be offended by this. But when Don Imus said it, nobody from the Rutgers girl basketball team heard it. You know, it's an industry of outrage.
It makes you feel good, right? It makes you feel like you've talked about, like, being enlightened. I know more than you, and I am standing up for a cause or something, right? And it's,
I guess, but I mean, it's ignorant. It's an ignorant generation that doesn't seem to know that there's anything good about the country. All right, when we return, I keep telling myself I'm going to stop being angry.
I know.
And then we come in, and I guess I'm just angry today, so I guess that's just the way that it's going to be. We have something we call Doctrine Extra, the stories we didn't get to on the earlier parts of the show, when we return.
Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
Welcome back. Happy Mother's Day. I'm about to do Doctrine Extra. Before, let me tell you that we do podcast, and you can find all of them on ericvonline.com. ericvonline.com. As a matter of fact, just starting last week, we started something called Doctrine After Show.
Yeah.
So when we're done here, we go into another room and we do another hour or so. And let me tell you, I've got some stuff to talk about on this one that I can't say on WSB. I'm very disappointed in everybody. Everybody.
I can't wait.
I have to say.
I'm a mother.
Including myself. Well, yeah, I tried to compliment you at the top of the show and you hit me with like the darkest joke in the world. And I've been thrown ever since. And I blame you. But hey, you know what? You can get some stuff that's not nonsense on this Sunday. Go out and get your Sunday Atlanta Journal-Constitution. There's an investigation this week that reveals you are more likely to die from a shooting than a car accident. And I don't want to die either way. But, you know, I don't want to die. So it really doesn't. So we call this part of the show Doctrine Extra. It's just a few of the stories that we couldn't get to earlier. So what's left laying on the table there, Jared?
So right now, the New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady could face a 4-game suspension following a scandalous report by the NFL on Deflategate. So that's been big over the last couple weeks. And
Well, I mean, he's the I'm interested in this because I love the Atlanta Falcons, but I'm from up north. And so the Buffalo Bills were always my team, and we've had a hard time over the last, well, the whole century is basically. We have not been to the playoffs in this century. So it's been a hard time. So I'm keeping a special eye on this because I'm tired of losing. And if that, we play, the Bills play the Patriots in the second week. So if he's suspended, maybe we have half a chance to win. I don't know. So, but then there's the other part of me that says, well, is it really winning if he's not there? Eh, what the hell? We'll take the win.
Hey, so, Rex Ryan will take it, right?
Exactly. So, but in the report, What they basically said was that it's more likely than not that Tom Brady knew about this deflation of the balls that made them that went against standards. Now, first of all, it's a stupid rule that should be thrown out. But, and as a matter of fact, I think the refs should just handle the balls the whole time. The refs should just throw the balls in. Isn't that what happens in baseball?
I think the umpire has them.
And maybe they're allowed to scuff them up a little bit, but they throw them in into the game. I don't understand why the NFL doesn't do that. But a lot of people are saying, well, there's no smoking gun. Like, there has to be a smoking gun. Mm. Aaron Hernandez used to be on the New England Patriots. He was found guilty of murder with no smoking gun. They didn't find the murder. So if a person can be put in jail with no smoking gun, literally, then I think that Tom Brady is going to find himself suspended here. Because even the reason is, one of the reasons that may add up to no smoking gun is that Tom Brady did not cooperate. A lot of this evidence came from text messages back and forth from some of the people behind the scenes who were handling the balls. They're talking about Tom, not in a good light, but they're talking about Tom as if he knows. And when the NFL asked Tom Brady for his text messages, he said, no, I'm not going to give them. I think they wanted some email exchanges, and he said no. So my feeling is that he is going to get more, and they're going to get more than people think. We're talking 2 games, 4 games. Remember New Orleans Saints a few years ago?
Bounty Gate?
I mean, the coach was suspended for a year. All kinds of the defensive coordinator was like out for life. There were several members of the team that took part in it that were out for 6-8 weeks. I've got a feeling, and I could be wrong, but I've got a feeling that they're going to come down very, very hard on New England Patriots, because if they do, it might help erase a little bit of last year with Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson and all of the stuff about penalties. Now you go after the golden boy. If I'm with the New Orleans Saints organization, you know, the coach, they never said the coach knew what was going on. They said to the coach and to the owner, ignorance is no excuse. So couldn't that be said about Bill Belichick as the coach and the ownership there? So I've got a feeling that this is going to be harsher than people expect. I think that Brady's going to be gone for like 6 games, and something's going to happen with Belichick and or Robert. I mean, if you look at the Atlanta Falcons, I mean, there's suspensions involved with pumping crowd noise in. There's a guy at the Cleveland Browns who was suspended for 4 games because he text messaged, I think, the coach during a game. So when other teams are looking at the commissioner and wondering, well, what are they going to do with the golden boy? And, you know, the greatest. And remember that the New England Patriots got in trouble in 2007 over Spygate. So they've already been through this. And when you throw in the non-cooperation from Tom Brady, I got a feeling they're going to come down pretty, pretty hard. I would be surprised if it's 2 or 4 games. I think it's going to be 6 or 8, and then it's going to be appealed and go back down to like 4 or 6. But I think that they're going to lose a first-round draft pick. And
as they should.
And they might, I don't know, they might come down really hard. If I own the New Orleans Saints, I'm on the phone with that commissioner going, hey, brother, you made us pay. They won the Super Bowl. And not because of this, the balls weren't doing that in the Super Bowl. And in the AFC game, there was no need for this. But if you remember, if you follow football, there was a point early on last season where even New England Patriots fans were saying, Tom Brady's done and we need to move on. I don't know if people remember this because they won the Super Bowl, but in the first couple of weeks of that season last year, Tom Brady was not looking like Tom Brady. So is there an argument that, you know, he kind of changed things around? And even if he didn't get an advantage in that AFC Championship game, they were in the AFC Championship game. So was this going on the whole regular season? I think it's a stupid rule. It needs to be thrown out. basically, I think the ref should always handle the balls and throw the balls into the game. Stupid to put it in the team's hands, as far as I'm concerned, but it is a rule. And when people say, well, they didn't get any advantage out of it, they're not getting the point. It doesn't matter if you gain an advantage when you cheat. It doesn't matter. What I mean, Nixon didn't need to need Watergate. I mean, he won 49 out of 50 states that year. It was stupid. He didn't need that he didn't need that break-in. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he didn't gain any edge off of it. And it doesn't matter if the Patriots gained any edge off of it. What matters is everyone knows the rules. And if you break the rules trying to gain an advantage, that's all that matters. So I think he'll be out at least 6 weeks. And I think something might happen with Belichick because he was the coach during Spygate, and he's the coach now for this. And I got a feeling that he's going to miss some games too. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I like that story. It doesn't make me angry about America. What's next?
This one will. Sophia.
Thank you, Jared.
Sophia Vergara and her ex-fiance Nick Loeb may have broken up from they were on Modern Family together, but they are arguing over.
Are they both on Modern Family?
Yeah, they both were on Modern Family together.
But, is that true?
Yes, that is true. But
Jared, you've never watched Modern Family.
I have never watched it before.
You told me that you had never watched Modern Family.
I have never watched it before, but I trust the source here.
What's the source?
So the source...
ABC News?
Yes, ABC News. No, it's actually...
Who cares?
The Hollywood Reporter.
Well, okay, so,
maybe I don't trust it as much anymore. But again, they are arguing over two frozen embryos that they, I guess, combined together, which Loeb says that
in
he
their
wants
basement?
It, well, you could have been in the basement, right?
Turkey baster.
But he wants to implant them in a female host and raise them in a certain.
So they broke up. So they got these embryos together. So is an embryo a fertilized egg? It has to be. Otherwise, they would just say frozen eggs.
I think so. But I mean, since it's Hollywood Reporter, it might not be. They might not be using totally accurate
just for
medical terminology.
I don't really know what they mean on them. Frozen embryos is the story.
Fertilized.
And to me, that means fertilized. So there's some of him and some of her.
And the fact that she doesn't want that to happen would make you assume that it's been fertilized, so it's not just...
Well, she might not want her eggs taking a walk just in any old gal that comes along.
Right,
anyway.
I'm sorry. Maybe it would make a difference why he would still want them.
But why he would... So, I've got to... The funny part was, I think on Friday, they appeared on dueling morning shows.
Yep.
Sophia Vergara was on ABC, because that's where Modern Family is, and I think she was there to push the show, but got asked questions. And then... this guy, Nick Loeb, was on the Today Show, apparently at the same time. And this is Sophia's point of view, if this works. I don't know. What's wrong with my stuff today?
Promote all my movies, all my work, but I don't like promoting my private life, and I don't understand why this person, you know, I don't want to allow this person to take more advantage of my career and try to promote himself, get press.
So I don't know. As an actor, is he well-known enough in his own right that he needs this? So that's her point of view. He has a different point.
I have tremendous respect for Sophia. She's been very successful. She's very smart. This has to do with bigger, really moral, you know, legal and ethical concepts that are out there about lives that we've already created and nothing to do with anything else.
It's weird. So these lives are in suspended animation. They don't really, I mean, it's kind of a weird deal.
Really?
But it's also strange that he wants to take something that is part of this last relationship and maybe implant those into his current girlfriend. So why would you want your children tomorrow to look like your girlfriend from the past?
Because you seen my face? I am so beautiful.
You are hot.
I am so tall. And listen, you want a bunch of little kids going around like this? Ay, 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 ay.
So you want frozen embryos? So she just wants them destroyed? Is that it?
I guess so, right?
So now we get into like legal and religious.
And whether they're alive or where life starts.
So is he a conservative and that's his point of view?
Oh,
he's a right to lifer, is that it?
But he probably isn't. He's probably just saying that because he wants them, right?
I mean, it is Sophia Vergara. Come on now.
If you do this, are they always brought to term? There's so much about this I don't understand.
What do you mean brought to term?
Well, if my wife and I had done this, Are we by law? Do we have to implant them and have children with them?
No.
Okay, so it's not really a matter of...
He's talking about this is a destruction of life if they're left frozen or if they get abandoned. But what life is there?
But my point, I'm going to get into that, you open a whole can of worms. But My point is, doesn't this happen all the time? Mm-hmm. If they just broke up and neither one of them ever bothered with it again, I've got to believe there's a lot of frozen embryos that, or even you freeze two or three and you only use one.
Yes.
Or
it's,
maybe
it's more like six or seven or more, and you implant three, hoping to get one.
Especially if you have a mother who has trouble getting pregnant, and you kind of know that it's going to take two or three times for it to take properly.
Right.
I mean, so what? Those moral questions already exist, unless you're telling me that you have an obligation once you freeze an embryo to bring all of those embryos to term.
No, you do not.
So I don't legally. I don't think he has a leg to stand on. Mm-mm. To be honest with you.
Child support too. I mean, it's her baby, right? So does she have to pay for it then at some point?
And this guy's girlfriend is not like, no thanks. I got my own eggs. What's wrong with my eggs? Like he's like, no, honey. Have you seen my ex-girlfriend? Have you seen her?
I mean, I like you.
Yeah, you're great and all.
Yeah, but you're not a model. Modern Family. All right, we will have one or two more stories that are sure to make me angry when we return. Welcome back to this rather insane show today. This is our last segment. Beautiful day outside, though. Can't wait to get back into it. High of 87 degrees, slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms, low tonight 68. And weather brought to you by Shoemate, the official air conditioner of summer. So, look, very quickly here, I got to make sure we don't get... Jared is turning my radio show into a house of lies. this Nick Loeb was not on Modern Family, right?
No, he was not on Modern Family.
Yes or no?
No, he's not.
Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What did he do? Who is he?
Well, first of all, he comes from a family. He's a scion of a famous banking family which started Lehman Brothers.
He drives a scion.
No, he is the scion, that means.
He would be.
So that means he's going to inherit it all?
I think he's going to inherit. What's he going to inherit?
They started Lehman Brothers, so basically he's rich as hell.
So he's got the money anyways.
He did start a production company, and he has got a few movies in the hopper.
And
he
is an actor, but he's mainly known for being Sofia Vergara's boyfriend.
Fiance. He was engaged for a couple of years.
And that's why they froze these embryos.
Yeah.
And then that broke apart.
Yeah.
And so now he wants to take those frozen embryos and put them in somebody else and raise those kids.
He wants them to flourish.
Those are my babies.
But you don't want them. Are you going to bring... No. What do you want to do? Leave them on the shelf, Sophia?
Do that again.
No.
So you don't want... You're just going to... What are you?
I just want to pay $600 a month to keep them frozen, okay?
So you're not going
to
destroy them?
No, those are my babies.
So you're not going to bring them to term, though?
No, not in that girlfriend he has.
Okay, so but couldn't you now use them, but then they'd be fertilized by... It's all very strange.
I want fresh ones. Those are old.
Science has gotten so far ahead of our morality. We don't even know how to deal with it. We get these things so... Yeah. We got one more story. What's the story, Jared?
So here's the breaking news right here. The International Space Station is now fully equipped with espresso.
We don't have a lot of time, so I got a couple things. One is, there's not a lot of space in that space station. So, do you really want astronauts jacked up on caffeine in the space station? You've got no place to go, no place to move. I think it's a bad idea.
Especially if there's like an emergency or something. Like before, without the espresso, they're like, Houston, we've got... Now with the espresso.
I know!
I pressed the button!
And we don't have time to get into this, but what have we ever gotten out of that space station? I mean, I love space. I love science. I want to go to Mars. What has that space station ever done?
Have you heard of space mice, Eric?
Is that
of
a
course
band?
They're doing.
Is that a band?
I've heard of Athens. Pigs in space.
But I mean, honestly, is it just a big waste? I mean, what are we learning from putting people into low Earth orbit?
That zucchinis grow in weird ways without gravity.
Yeah,
that's what we're learning.
We couldn't figure that out in a computer model. Right. They got these computer models telling me that the weather is going to kill us all in 50 years, but they can't figure out what's going on with germs.
What does Sophia think about space?
Oh, I think it's very big and very, very dark.
Like your embryos.
Like my embryos, they're frozen in a dark cryogenic state.
All right. So, again, ericvonline.com. If you want to know more about what we're doing, we're going to do a Doctrine After Show just as soon as we're done here. What else do I have to... Autumn Fisher, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jared Yamamoto, not so much. English Nick. Kidding, Jared. Jared's playing hurt. He's got a bad back. And he's a trooper to be in here today.
Yeah.
So, thanks to everybody. That was this episode of the Von Hessler Doctrine. We'll chat with you again on the next episode of the Von Hessler Doctrine. But until then, I simply must insist that each and every one of you Get off my lawn!
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.